There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Friday and spring is in the air, isn't it, folks? Gotta love it. Welcome to a Are You Kidding Me edition of What's On Your Mind? That's right. That's us. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here. How are you, sir?
Lovely. How are you?
Well, I'm great, actually. I'm in a very different place than I was yesterday. When I left the airwaves yesterday, I was in Belfield, North Dakota at MBI Energy. Had a great time there and enjoyed our visit with a number of folks there. And then I headed for Dickinson and, by the way, stopped to see the team at Baker Boy, which was fun. Guy Moose and his team, Bob, the plant manager there, had a neat little tour of Baker Boy. They were about to celebrate their 60th anniversary. And you don't have to ask me twice to go to a bakery. That's just kind of my thing. But the cinnamon rolls, I got the close-up and look at how everything was looking and working, and really, really neat. That's just I love that story. I really do. It's darn cool. I just read a story today about a bakery in Fargo. I forget how long it's been around. It's Quality Bakery now. Before that, it was something else. But one of those bakeries that just been there forever.
Oh,
this
yeah.
one on South University. I think it was downtown, then moved years later out to South University, but the building sold and the bakery's closing. I mean that happens.
So
I love the yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hate when that happens.
But you know, here the owners, I think I forget if it's the husband or the wife, but one goes to work at 10:30 at night, the other goes at midnight, and they just want to go see their grandkids, and you know, so nobody bakers. A lot of people don't want that schedule, you know. So. Of course, Baker Boy is a whole different deal now. I mean, they're doing just tons of all the garlic breads and the French breads and the buns and the breadsticks, and I mean they crank out a lot of product for the food service industry and ship all across the USA. So anyway, that was kind of a neat story. Anyway, I then make my way all the way to the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, where I come to you today from Chase on the Lake, one of our fine sponsors here, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Good time for spring to kind of hit, so excited. What has you saying, are you kidding me today? That's our question. What's on your mind? I hate it when we don't get to all the calls on the program, and it happens more often than I can count, which is a pleasant problem. It means you're revved to weigh in, but we like to get to all of you. So lots of time today to chat about whatever is on your mind, and love for you to get right to it. If we left you wanting more after our conversation with Congressman Kramer yesterday or anything else on your mind, get to it and call us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And let's see, what else can I tell you? Our email address is studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Our Facebook account, you can weigh in on there. Number of questions we're talking about there. Guests today on the program, we're going to chat with a couple of folks from Chase on the Lake here, obviously, for a couple minutes as we go throughout the program and tell you about what's happening here. You can find out more about them online at chaseonthelake.com. Use the promo code SCOTT and you get lots of good deals. Roscoe Striley, who represents District 3, it's a Minot district, he's Republican from up there, he is hot about the higher ed budget. And there are some things that really need some scrutiny from the taxpayers here. And so he is speaking out on behalf of the taxpayers. He's going to tell us what concerns him coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're also going to meet somebody that wants you, if you have a business, you sell something, to know there's ways to sell to the feds. That's right. You look, all the taxes you pay, you might as well sell your goods and services to the federal government, because somebody is, and there's a seminar coming up next week that'll help you do that. We're going to get a little preview on that from the folks at the Impact Foundation coming up on the program as well. Meanwhile, I think it's safe to say that Dickinson Trinity is going to win the game tonight against Bishop Ryan. That probably has everybody at Bishop Ryan saying, "Are you kidding me?" Or, don't you think Kindred's going to beat Lamore, Todd? You take Bishop Ryan, I'll take Dickinson Trinity. I take Kindred. You take Lemoore. How about that?
All right, that's fine. That's fine.
Lemoore, Lutchville, Marion, and I'm sure some folks are going to say, you know, are you kidding me? But that is the big question today. Who's going to win the State B Girls Basketball Championship? And what a game, Kindred Partial. Oh my, unbelievable. That baby was in OT, and there's been some good ones. So if you'd like to weigh in on who you think's going to win, that's a fun tournament. It really is. That's just fun sports all around. It's the best. So I know lots of folks are soaking that in and probably heading it up to Minot to take it in now that the championship weekend is upon us. And we'd love to know who you think's going to take the crown this weekend. So let us know. I didn't pick a winner yet, but I've got two of the games anyway. I'll get some wise counsel from the fine audience of what's on your mind. A couple of stories that have caught my attention. I wouldn't mind getting your take on. And one is this situation with a tweak, I would call it, to the ban on corporate farming in North Dakota. Specifically, we're talking about dairy and swine operations. Here's some numbers that are pretty eye-opening in my mind. And you know, look, the tradition of North Dakota's anti-corporate farming law is probably a debate for another day. I'm not completely, you know, I don't know. It has some anti-market things that the doubt. I love the idea of the family farm. I love North Dakota's rich tradition of farms. There's no such thing as a family farm anymore, honestly, with the way agriculture is going, and it's a business. There's no question about it. But you know, we kind of get around how we do that. But listen to this. This is according to federal agriculture data. The number of dairy farms in North Dakota has decreased from about 350 in 2002 to 91 now. Dairy cows down from 40,000 to 18,000 in that same time frame. Swine numbers, 280,000 in 1985, but 139,000 in 2014. The states surrounding us, Minnesota and South Dakota, have tweaked their laws and brought that back. And essentially, it's by allowing some corporate farming to come in and some consolidation and to bring that back. Doesn't that make sense? The Senate has voted 27-18. It was heard in the House yesterday as well, this particular piece of legislation. What do you think of that? Farmers' unions against it. They call it a fundamental change to North Dakota's system of family agriculture. The thing I'd say to the Farmers' Union is, the fundamental change that's coming to North Dakota's system of family agriculture for dairy and swine farmers is they're going away. Are you okay with that? Is that a good thing? Or should we recognize that there's a need for a change in the times here? It's silly. It's my take. I want yours at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I mean, really. And again, we're not throwing the baby out with the bathwater. We're not saying the 1932 law, you know, don't worry. And I get it. Look, I don't want ConAgra to own the world or ADM to own the world in North Dakota or anything else. So I understand, you know, where we're at. We're talking about two specific carve-outs here that ultimately help. Otherwise, it's just wave it goodbye. Are we okay with waving it goodbye? I don't know. I'm not. And we've talked about this a little bit before, but also wanted to chat a little bit about the ID issue for voting. And again, small percentage of college students in North Dakota tried to vote, couldn't vote. The reason? They didn't heed the warnings that you need to change your ID to reflect your current address. Okay? So because of that, there's a proposal for a change. If you were to vote on this change on how you vote, how would you vote? I think the way to do this is keep it just like it is and have students follow the law. But there is another option proposed here in Senate Bill 2330, which would require the schools to issue IDs and list the student's date of birth, residential address, starting January 1st, so they could use a separate ID from their regular ID to do this. Now, the students want this. The universities don't like it. Dean Brashani, NDSU's president, said it was bothersome that so many students were turned away, but it was the students' responsibility to know state voting laws. He said, quote, part of the point of going to college is learning to be a responsible person. Good for you, President Bruciani. I couldn't agree anymore. And there was an article earlier in the week in the Bismarck Tribune with young lady saying, yeah, I got this email and I knew I was supposed to change it. I just didn't have time. I was busy. And man alive, if that's the students we're cranking out, that's not a good thing in any way, shape, or form, in my mind. I want your take on all this at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And who's going to win the State B Girls Basketball Tournament? You let me know that, too, as we find out what has you saying, are you kidding me? Lance, got a few seconds before the break, so let's start now. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to touch on the corporate farming issue. I used to manage about 1,000 sow farrowing barn, and I'll be honest with you, people that don't like the corporate farming, I understand that the family farms should come first, but in reality, it's impossible for the family farmers anymore because there's not enough of them left to supply the needs of our country for whether it be for milk or for pork.
Hang on, Lance. I want to hear more of the story when we come back from the break. So just stay right there. Don't go away.
The Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking farmers to fill one of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This board oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All checkoff-paying soybean farmers are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required forms and send them to the North Dakota Soybean Council office by noon on Friday, April 3rd. The council board of directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, two nominations for this vacancy and two nominations for alternate positions. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individual will begin serving a three-year term in December of 2015. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hey, Scott Hinman here to let you know, spring's right around the corner. You may think I know that because the pitchers and catchers are reporting to spring training, right? Well, that helps, but when my friends at Chase on the Lake let me know about their great spring break specials, I know spring is so close you can taste it. If you're looking for a fabulous getaway this spring, check out everything Chase on the Lake's offering. Enter the promo code SCOTT, get free nights in a classic condo, 50% off the bowling, 25% off the spa treatment Sunday through Thursday, and when two adults have an entree at the 502 restaurant, two kids get a meal for free, $333 for everything in the beautiful Chase condos with the nice bedrooms, the full kitchens, fireplaces, pull-out sofas, flat screens, TVs. There's something for everyone at Chase. Downtown Walker's a block away. The award-winning Aveda Spa, the indoor pool, the plunge pool, the game room. This spring, head over to the shores of Leech Lake and book your stay at Chase on the Lake. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott. Three nights at a classic condo, $333 with everything. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code Scott.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The hour. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check it out and find out about the 60,000 jobs, $30 billion in economic impact, and all the work tackling all of the challenges in oil country as well. They do it shoulder to shoulder, industry, government, at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Check it out. All right, we're live today at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Back to the calls in just a moment. I want to finish that conversation with Lance and Tioga, and right behind Lance is Mike and Dickinson. And but before we do that, I want you to meet Patty from Chase on the Lake. Patty, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
And Patty can handle you, your group, your club, your organization, if you're planning a little getaway. Any kind of meetings, gatherings, weddings, family reunions, you do that and right here at Chase on the Lake, right?
Yes, Chase on the Lake's group sales designs creative and affordable meeting packages based on your needs. Complete meeting packages and modified meeting packages are available and are an efficient, convenient method of ensuring your budget is not exceeded.
When you say complete...
Complete.
I mean, we take care of the meals, we take care, we'll get you out on the lake, we'll do your fishing, we'll do the works.
Your meals, your breaks, your meeting spaces, your lodging, all of it.
Yeah, it is really nice. We've done this with our staff, and it's just fabulous. And had people fly in from Washington, D.C. I remember one time we did an event, brought some folks in from D.C. that we met with some local folks here, and they were just blown away. Still to this day, talk about... Oh, my gosh. It was the full package.
Well,
everything there.
Thank you so much for the recommendation.
Yeah.
We also do weddings. We can host weddings from 50 to 200 people, and we're happy to accommodate any needs you might have.
All right. Give Patty a call, 888-CHASE-06. Check it out online at chaseonthelake.com. Thanks, Patty. Good chatting with you. All right, Lance in Tioga, just to let you finish there, we were a little tight for time in the break, but you're number one, speaking from experience. And then come out of this. And your point is, if they don't make this change, there's just no way the dairy or swine industry will survive in North Dakota. Is that your point?
Well, my point is that we if we enjoy going to the grocery store and buying pork chops without having to pay $25 a pound for it, we need to have these corporate hog facilities, and same with the milk, because the fact is there's not enough local farmers and ranchers anymore that are willing or able to grow swine, and nor do they want to. When I was growing up in the 60s or 70s, you know, in the early 80s, I mean, there were pigs all over the place. You could go to the sale barn most any week, and they'd probably sell, you know, between 50 and 100 head a week out of mine at sale barn alone. And now I don't know where you'd even haul them to anymore, maybe Bowman to get rid of them if you had to sell them to a sale barn.
What do you say to this this fellow? David Thompson on our Facebook page says, apparently the slick proponents of having mega corporate farms take over here in North Dakota are worried enough about their proposed anti-family farm legislation. They're trotting out the example of the poor little dairy farmer to be the face of their out-of-state big corporate money takeover. What do you say to that?
Well, I think we're comparing apples and oranges, maybe, because if we're talking about farming, grain farming, that's a different story, in my opinion. But the fact is I'm talking about livestock and growing swine specifically, because I don't have any experience in the dairy industry, really. But so I'm talking mainly on the swine. And I'm sitting south of Ray right now, and I'm looking around, and there's farmers all over the place, but none of them are raising any hogs.
No, good point, Lance. Appreciate it. I mean, just look at the numbers. That's why I say to the Farmers Union, I mean, do you want these two segments of agriculture in North Dakota extinct? Because that's what's happening. I mean, that's where the numbers are going. Lance, appreciate your insight. Thanks. Mike and Dickinson, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Morning, Scott and Todd.
How are you?
Hey, we're good. Cruising down I-94 here. So I heard this talked about a little bit yesterday on every once in a while I turn it over to the left station, but they were talking about this too. And I grew up in the 70s, you know, and I always wanted to come back to farming, but I could see the big change even back, you know, in the mid to late 80s. You know, it was the way of life of farming. You know, we did everything. We, you know, we had cows, we milked cows, we had range cows, we farmed on 800 and some acres, you know, so that was always intriguing to me, you know, the way of life. And now I can see it. I mean, I always knew this day would come when, you know, farmers would get bigger, you know, they're farming 10,000 acres and getting bigger and bigger. And, you know, the farms are getting spread more and more far apart. You know, back where I grew up, there was big families every, you know, mile. You know, and I think you're right as far as, you know, how can we sustain, you know, especially right now with the dairy and, like the other guy said, hogs and, you know, and all those things to, you know, to let the bigger corporations come in. Not so much now, but I think eventually, you know, I think eventually if when you open that door, it's going to happen to where, let's say, a Cargill or those bigger ones are, you know, going to move in. It may not be tomorrow, but it could be the next 20 years. What do you think?
Well, that would have to be voted on. Obviously, the laws wouldn't allow that right now, and they're talking about a small carve out. I just get a kick out of how, you know, the sky is falling all of a sudden over two small segments of the change here. Because again, these would be limited to allowing this for swine and dairy operations, and the numbers say they're going away. And
right.
Changes in surrounding states have brought the numbers back up. Well, that's a no brainer, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it is. You know, but. And again, I think people just want to hang on to that, you know, because we remember, you know, what it was like, you know, when it was a way of life. And now, like you said, it's a business. And boy, you better be pretty sharp, or you're gonna be up to your neck in debt before you know it. So
yeah, exactly.
You know, and it's the same with anything. You know, once you open the door, you know, it's not going to be tomorrow. It's not going to be in 5 years, but it could be in 10 years or even 20 years, you know, because, you know, I graduated in 80. And also, I've seen a lot of changes in our state.
You got me by 3 years, Mike. Good to chat with you. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Dale and Bismarck, let's get you in quick before the break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about the voting. I recently moved to the state, got an address, and then that's what went on my driver's license. Then I moved, got a permanent place to stay. Well, I hold a CDL, and when I went down to the voting place, they said, well, this is not your current address. You have to go here. But all you have to do is call in, and they'll change it, you know, if you call it in or do it online. Not correct. I just want to inform the people that are good enough to volunteer at the polls that if you hold a CDL, you actually have to go down to the office and get your license changed and pay for a new driver's license. And that's my only point.
Interesting. All right, Dale, appreciate the call. And there's hoops to jump through. There's no question about it. You know, and my question on this particular issue is, should we expect students to follow that? Because the problem here is a small percentage of students tried to vote, couldn't vote. Bad deal. But the reason is because they didn't heed the warnings that even many of the schools gave them, and certainly was well publicized that here's what you need to do. So do you say, gosh, despite all that, they didn't vote, so we're going to change the process and have universities issue different ID cards to them? Or do we say, follow the law? I say follow the law. What do you say? Weigh in. Roscoe Striley on higher ed funding when we continue.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Again, that's FreeSurvivalLighter.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalLighter.com today.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Yeah, this is Dennis Breeze. I'm calling to see if you can ask our government how many people are going to have to get killed by the oil train fires before they decide to put the pipeline in. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we should note there was yet another tragic accident and fatalities. And, you know, I think it's a fair question you raise. I really do. Again, you know, the Keystone XL pipeline is being held up for one reason and one reason only. And that is that an extreme environmental political lobby has a grip on President Obama that even trumps the grip the unions have on him. And so that's why this thing's been delayed. The Manhattan Project took less time. It's really ridiculous. It's really ridiculous. It is. It's why I wish Senator Heidi Heitkamp, who would have the most influence on this issue, she's for it. That's great. But it's not enough to be for it. She needs to bring along some of her colleagues, enough of her colleagues, so that it could be overridden. And pound the desk a little bit at the Oval Office there as well, because that's a tragic deal. Another call that came in during the break. Go ahead and roll that, Todd.
I hope you guys ask some of these politicians today if you have a chance or if you talk to them about this beef increase to the beef checkoff. I can't get to the meeting this morning. I had it 8 o'clock this morning. I'm calving cows this morning, trying to, you know, work out here. We can't even get to them places at 8 o'clock in the morning. That's pretty early. But I hope you ask them and try and stave off another tax that we never even get to vote on. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the call. The only politician we have on the program today is a citizen legislator known by the name of Roscoe Striley. Represented this District 3, Minot, Republican. We're going to talk a little about the higher ed budget, and he joins us now. Mr. Striley, thanks for taking some time away from your busy day in the legislature. How are you?
Good. Yourself?
Good. So I wanted to visit with you a little bit about higher ed funding and, drill down here a little bit. You sent me a spreadsheet that made me very dizzy. trying to follow the colors and the numbers and the there's a lot going on here, and this is why I like the fact that there are folks that pay attention like yourself. Roscoe's a member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee. In a nutshell, what's being asked of North Dakota taxpayers by higher education?
Well, there's been some of the presidents have been whining a little bit about the supposed cut. Well, there's if you you see in the spreadsheet, there's a $37.1 million increase or 6.6%. One in particular in Wahpeton, there is a 9.06% increase or $3.5 million. So there is no cut. It's a reduction from the governor's budget, which is appropriate, being the pressure that our budget's under with obviously the low oil prices and the declining rig count. So it's we had to make some tough decisions. We obviously have another budget update coming on the 18th, which will set the tone for the rest of the session. So.
Yeah, I've seen those numbers now, 9% increase, and some significant increases of other schools as well. Lake Region, 22%, and UND, 6%, 7.5% at NDSU. So some pretty good increases here. BSC, 12% up. Why are they able to say it's a cut, Roscoe?
Well, it's off of the governor's budget, so when the governor proposes the budget, they think that's exactly what they should get. Well, that's why we have the legislative branch, is we get to hash it out, the details a little bit, and obviously when the governor made his initial budget presentation, we've reduced that by $5 billion as far as the roughly $5 billion. The oil revenue just isn't going to be there at these current prices, and we didn't fund any buildings in the first half either in higher ed outside of the med school. But if you look at since the 2007-09 biennium, higher ed base level funding has increased just about 60%, not including this biennium. So it's time to tighten the belts a little bit there, and some of these presidents need to manage and figure out how to run their institutions more efficiently.
Now, do you think there has been any business in North Dakota that's had that kind of increase with the income level remaining the same? That's pretty extraordinary, that number you just mentioned, with an increase of 60% since 08, right?
Yeah, and that doesn't include capital projects either. So, I mean, if you obviously the Med Center was the largest one over that time frame at $124 million. And we did fund that, the second half of that, at $62 million in this budget, being, it's under construction now. We cannot not do that. And we also included, a pretty decent-sized maintenance pool, security pool, and then some much-needed reform through policy and attorneys and auditors, too. So it's a really good budget. The Senate isn't going to hear it until after the budget update, and we'll have better, accurate numbers on what our state budget looks like then.
What will this mean for tuition?
What we also did in the budget is there was a House bill that passed that set the tuition back in the hands of the legislature. We amended that same language in there, but then didn't set tuition. So effectively, the House passed budget freezes tuition. I mean, it doesn't specifically do that, but it being that we took control back and didn't set it, it's, like I said, effectively 0%.
Obviously, a president of a university, whether it's John Richmond down at Wahpeton or Dean Brashani at NDSU, or take your pick, any of these folks that are managing these institutions, obviously are there to advocate for their institution and to try and get everything they possibly can to put out the best education for the students that choose those schools. Do you think it's inappropriate for them to want more?
No, I just think some of the comments that have been made by some that we broke the funding formula and that it's not a budget at all, and some of those are not helpful. The fact of the matter is we increased their budgets. Yeah, we didn't give them the, initially Wahpeton, for example, was set to get a 30% increase in the budget. Well, that's unreasonable in anybody's, any budget in my mind. And this is a more moderate increase, and I just think they're just going to have to manage. Obviously, we know the Senate's going to take a look at it here in a couple weeks and may not agree with us on the funding formula, but we did not break it. We simply slowed the growth of it.
And that's happening across government, isn't it? I mean, that's an appropriate response to the change in the revenue, right? You're not asking higher ed to do anything that that every other you know, taxpayer-funded entity is doing in North Dakota, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, as we sit now, we're negative $178 million. You know, that's not abnormal for this time just because it's a halfway point. But should the budget update in March 18th look worse? I mean, we're going to be looking to, we got to find $300-400 million is going to be my guess. Well, I mean, that's, we're going to have to reduce some budgets, the growth rate of some budgets, and probably take out some priorities and push them off to the next biennium. Because the fact of the matter is, you know, at less than 110 drilling rigs and a pretty weak ag outlook, we're going to have some significant challenges, I think, in the next biennium if everything holds how it is, of course.
Yeah. Anything else on the higher ed funding that you want to comment on? I got another question for you on Western infrastructure funding, but I just, anything else you want to say on the higher ed?
No, not really. Just the fact is we tweaked a few things in the formula. It's absolutely still a formula, and we did not break it at all, period. So any suggestion of that is just false.
So the rhetoric's just getting a little heated from the presidents there beyond what's factual.
Yeah, and I, like you mentioned earlier, I guess, you know, it's hard to blame them. Then they need to advocate for their institutions, but do it above board instead of throwing arrows at us saying that we broke the whole, you know, formula. We did not do that, period.
Yeah, no, I'm always amazed at that. Not real wise to poke away at the folks that hold the purse. You know, be an advocate, but do it with the facts for sure. Minot Daily News had a very bizarre editorial critical of the Western infrastructure funding, the surge of jumpstart funding that has been signed and passed over the House and Senate, signed by the government. Overwhelming support, Democratic and Republican support, I mean, and very needed for the 2015 construction season. Your hometown paper, so I had to ask you about it. What did you make of that?
Yeah, actually, I sat down with the editor and publisher for an hour on Monday and went through it. And I think they had some misinformation. There was literally zero money for non-oil cities. So the suggestion they had was there's $198 million to non-oil cities. Well, it's simply not the case. I mean, there's non-oil county money in there of $112 million and then $16 million of township. But there's no, you know, they suggested Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. There was zero money for them. It was hub city money in the $172 million, which obviously includes Minot, and I think that's where they got their facts wrong. And we actually submitted an editorial that will run Sunday kind of pointing that fact out. So,
because that's I'd say that's the shining crown jewel thus far of the legislative action on what's, I mean, the speed with which it happened, so that it can, you know, be impact the 2015 construction season, and also the level of detail that went into that thing going back to last spring and summer. Really pretty extraordinary piece of work. Would you agree?
Oh, I completely agree. I mean, if you look at where that money came from in a strategic investment proven fund, the SIF fund, it literally took 100% of that money out of there. And in fact, we had to delay the second part of DOT's funding because there's really not the money in it. As we sit now, there's right around $963 million in it. Well, it's a $1.1 billion bill. So DOT will get their second half of their money towards the end of the biennium when the bucket fills up. So for anybody to complain about the surge bill, I think, is just laughable because we literally got all the money out of there. And it's really important that DOT gets fully funded. They had to cancel two bid lettings because they literally had $9.7 million available. And obviously Highway 2385, some of the other projects in the West are critically important. So that was the reason for fully funding DOT.
Yeah, makes sense. All right. Well, thanks for joining us on a busy day. As always in the legislature, I know you're back at it now after the crossover break, and lots to do. So good luck. Go get them.
Thanks a lot. Have a good day.
Yeah, thanks for the update. Roscoe Striley, State Representative, District 3, represents by Minot, Republican, and a member of the House Appropriations Subcommittee with some facts on higher ed there. Always amazing. Think of those numbers of growth. 60% since, what do you say, 06 or 08, phenomenal. I think the 06, 08 biennium, incredible. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Are You Kidding Me? Edition Friday. Don't go away.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Attention all ranchers concerned with the North Dakota State Beef Checkoff. House Bill 1238 passed in the House for an increase in your beef checkoff assessment. It is now going to be heard in the Senate Ag Committee on March 6th at 8 a.m. in the Brynhild Hogland Room. If you have concerns regarding an increase that is being forced upon you legislatively rather than by the producer being able to vote, you need to voice your opinion by contacting the Senate Ag Committee members and your senator. Go to nd.gov to obtain your senator's contact information. The Independent Beef Association of North Dakota opposes this bill as does not allow the cattle producer the right to vote.
PetroServe USA. When you want a gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on in to a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20 ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is What's On Your Mind. I'm Scott Hennon. The telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. All right, where's the trash talking? I thought it was a no-brainer that when we asked if it's Dickinson Trinity or Bishop Ryan or if it's Kindred or Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion, that the trash talking would just, you know, take off. But, I mean, is everybody recovering from the games yesterday and unable to weigh in? Who's going to win the State B Girls Basketball Championship? Where's your school pride there, Bishop Ryan? Dickinson Trinity, Kindred, Lemoore, Litchfield, Marion. Come on, let's have it.
Which one of the games on K-Fire, by the way, today?
There you go.
And we had all four yesterday.
That's right. Right on the mothership, Voice of the Northern Plains. And by the way, when you call, you can call 800-228-0550. You can press 1, leave a message. So you can just say, here's who's going to win. Simple as that. Or you can press 2 and chat with us live on the air. We're at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota today. One of Minnesota's premier resorts. Teresa's here from the Copper Door Aveda Spa. One of the most relaxing places on the planet because it's in this beautiful resort on the shores of this beautiful lake.
Yeah, all this tournament talk, I think we need some relaxation.
Yes, exactly. All these players will, right? And mom and dad will after all the running and gunning and everything else. We also need some wellness, and you have these wonderful wellness weekends.
We do.
What is a wellness weekend?
You know, a wellness weekend is just a great weekend where we all get together. We kind of adventure through yoga, different workshops on the chakras in the body, just all kinds of fun wellness events, vendors, everything from Aveda to, homemade crafts and arts. And so it's just a fun, fun weekend. We do a beautiful wine dinner on Saturday night here at the Chase with our 502 restaurant and end up the beautiful day with a bonfire on the beach.
Wow, sounds like fun. So the next wellness weekend will be when?
It is April 17th and 18th.
And you have a package where everything's included?
Everything's included. You just bring yourself, you get your room, you get everything for the whole weekend.
So the spa treatments?
Yep, everything. Call the spa. We got the Copper Door Spa going. We'll have Aveda in-house from Minneapolis. They'll be up here as one of our great sponsors. And, yeah, just a fun, fun weekend. Bring your friends. Come up and enjoy.
And that usually sells out. So
it does sell out. You know, it's filling up already, so you'll definitely want to pre-book those rooms and get your wellness badge ordered up.
All right. They have spring break packages. They have March Madness packages, the wellness weekend, and lots more.
Yeah,
so
the Easter Bunny's coming. It's all happening.
That's right.
Spring's happening.
ChaseOnTheLake.com is the website, or call them at 888-CHASE-06. Thanks, Teresa.
Hey, thanks, Scott.
You bet. We'll chat with you later. Telephone number 800-228-0550. Let's go to Roger on I-94. Wants to chat about our conversation earlier on whether or not a change is needed, a tweak more than anything to North Dakota's anti-corporate farming law. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind?
Hi. I travel about 9 states, and I work at a lot of these different facilities that are out there, and from hogs to turkeys to, you know, dairies to all kinds of places like that. I don't know if North Dakota is ready for the kind of changes that these places would bring, because most of the people that work there are not local labor forces. Your social services will, in a lot of the small towns and places where these are going to get stretched to the limit. Your education facilities are going to have to hire, you know, lots of Spanish-speaking teachers, and it's not all good. For example, the largest hog-producing facility in the world was just purchased by Smithfield, or it was just purchased by the Chinese last year. A lot of the profits don't stay in your area. I mean, I'm pro-business. That's not a problem there. But there are lots of things that go with it. You can't find help for the jobs that you have in North Dakota right now, let alone bring in. You know, so where are the labor is going to come to do those things? And the way the markets are going, I don't know, you might want to take a look at some of these smaller operations, might want to take a look at the way the food industry is going with some of their alternative type of feeding that's probably, you know, non-antibiotic, growth hormones, that type of stuff. That's a niche market. I understand all that kind of stuff. But if you want to stay in business as a small farmer, you might want to take a look at some of those aspects to raising things, because most people aren't really impressed with, other than the price of, mass-produced food, they're not really impressed with the quality or things that go along hand-in-hand with that. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Yeah, Roger, one just real quick follow-up here. I'm curious. He's gone. But he mentioned that he had spent time in these operations. I wondered if he'd been in any in South Dakota and Minnesota. There's been some testimony from neighboring officials in the industry, specifically dairy on the swine side, to say that it's been a help to. I mean, he's coming at it from opposition from another area. Most of the opposition to this is, you know, the Farmers Union Democrats saying, okay, this is the camel's nose under the tent, and as soon as you change this, then you're going to change everything, and, you know, which is a little naive, in my opinion, because, no, you're changing one thing. And later a debate would come on changing another thing. But anyway, but obviously your opposition suggests some other considerations there. Appreciate the call, and others welcome at 800-228-0550. What's on your mind? Let us know.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's go to Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 145 times and had over 47,000 people on tour in beautiful Norway. Come join me on the official Norskfest Norway Tour, June 1st to the 14th. See southern Norway at its best. The fjords, the waterfalls, the spectacular mountains. Meet and greet Norway's Jim Reeves, Bjuro Holland. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093. That is 1-800-343-0093. Or see for yourself at www.juventours.com. Sign up by March 15th. Space is limited. Welcome along.
By now you may have heard a bit about bitcoins, but did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to vote, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.